listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. The Prime Minister says he's committed to visiting regional WA, ready to help tackle rising crime rates. Anthony Albanese is in Perth today. He says the Pilbara is the next place on his agenda.
This is my second visit to WA. I will be visiting Port Hedland and taking my entire cabinet to Port Hedland later this month. And we're just finalising the details of that.
WA workers on a fly-in, fly-out roster are suffering from reduced alertness due to a lack of sleep, according to new research. The study from Edith Cowan University found alertness in the miners studied went down by 20% across a two-week swing. Adjunct Associate Professor Ian Dunican says there are strategies that can be put in place.
I think the way to look at this problem is actually in two parts. One is the organisational design, what companies can do in terms of designing shifts and roster patterns. And two is what can individuals do.
The work to rebuild the Kimberley after flooding continues. Affected communities have now returned home, with over 30 homes needing to be completely rebuilt. Supply issues are ongoing, as extensive damage to the Great Northern Highway means supplies can only be delivered by air and barge. A new fundraiser for flood-impacted pastoralists in the Kimberley has got a much-needed kickstart. The Kimberley Pastoralist Flood Relief received a $20,000 donation from Nutrien Ag Solutions and Elders. It has a target set of $750,000. In local sport, players have returned for round one of Kununurra basketball. Black Magic claimed victory over the Hornets, the score a huge 68-31, while the KNX Jets got up just over the Warriors 28-26. On the women's side, the Hornets were the first victors of the year, defeating the Ravens by 8 points. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Make sure you download the Listener app, search up your area, and subscribe now.